The question, are you or someone you know living in a second union or second marriage? Well then, let us see how Padre Pio responds to this situation. Some people might find this a little bit challenging, but please do continue to watch. Hello friends of Following Padre Pio. On this channel, we take a glimpse into the incredible life, the supernatural life of Padre Pio. He was our great saint, a Capuchin monk, a mystic, and a miracle worker. And we offer you a series of short stories. Please do stay tuned to find out what Padre Pio's intercession can do for you or for someone you love. We do ask you to help us with our Padre Pio apostolate, and you can do this by liking our video, sharing the video with friends or colleagues or someone who may need the video. And also do subscribe to our channel. Click that reminder bell thereafter. The actress Lia Padovana was famous in the period of time just after the Second World War. And she told this story to the journalist Renzo Allegri. And this was shortly before her death. She revealed this, how she had become a spiritual daughter of Padre Pio. Now, at the time, she was deeply in love with a man she had been living with, but he was already married to someone else. It was a bit of a difficult situation. And then once, when the actress was traveling abroad, she learned that her partner had been diagnosed with a very serious malignant tumor and that he had only been given 6 months to live. On hearing this news, Leah was absolutely desperate. And so she accompanied her man to many other specialists. They even went to specialists outside of Italy. But they always came to the same terrible diagnosis. It was confirmed by all of them. And however, during this time, Lia Padovana had heard of the now famous, somewhat famous, Padre Pio of Pietrelcina. So she and her companion made the journey to San Giovanni Rotondo to meet with Padre Pio. They arrived there, but as a couple, they were somehow unable to meet the friar. And then later on, an opportunity arose, and Lia was able to speak to the Capuchin in person, privately. And Padre Pio realized what was going on, and he just went straight to the point, and he asked her directly, why are you two living in sin? You are not married. So somehow he knew this. What you desire is only the physical healing, he said, without showing respect to the law of God. It doesn't work like that with Padre Pio. We can't continue in sin and expect his prayers and healing. The Capuchin saint let her understand then the necessity to abandon this situation. She had to leave this man. It was the only way out that he left her. However, somehow, this actress was deeply impressed with Padre Pio. And then in the days that followed, she felt a strong interior compulsion that led her to make a promise to Christ, to our Lord. And this was the promise. She asked that her lover be healed, and in return, she promised that she would leave him permanently. A very difficult decision, but that was the promise. And a few days later, the man started to feel better. And in a follow-up appointment with the doctors, they could find, to their great surprise, a complete and inexplicable recovery. Well, of course, Lia, the actress, understood that her petition had been heard and had been granted, and so she remained true to her side of the bargain. She separated from the man that she loved so much. And after that, maybe at a bit of a loss, she went to see Padre Pio. And Lia Padovana understood that somehow behind all of this were the prayers of this holy friar. And so she decided to become his spiritual daughter, Padre Pio's spiritual child. And she totally changed her life. The man who had received the cure, did not understand the situation, he did not accept it, what had happened, and he continued living with another woman, also not his wife. And so we see by this miracle that Leah, for her, it was the occasion of salvation, complete change of life. However, the same miracle didn't mean the same to her previous lover. And he continued before, and we hope not to his own condemnation. And we do ask you to enroll your Mass pre-intentions for next Friday's Mass, which is dedicated to Padre Pio. We have a Mass every Friday dedicated to Padre Pio. We bring your intentions there and Padre Pio's intentions. And please do just watch the video on the end screen on how to do that if you're not sure. Or you can go to the link in the video description below and you can register there.